I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 2:45 and 10 degrees right here on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Talking to my friend Steve Thompson, my favorite part of the show. Happy New Year, Steve.
Happy New Year, Shalotta. We made it to 2025. How about that?
We made it. We made it, friend. We made it. So did you go to a big New Year's That's Eve right. party? Did you go to church? Did you do anything special?
No, we just kind of hung out here. We had a dinner. I made meatloaf, and it's my grandma's recipe. And it's the same recipe she used to make meatballs for her sauce. And it's really outstanding. And all the credit to her. May she rest in peace. But she taught me how to make it, and it's a good meatloaf. So we had meatloaf, mashed potatoes, green beans. It was just a great way. And then, you know, we were all kind of tired. You know, we're all working people, and yeah. I wasn't going to stay up till midnight. I'm too old for that.
Yeah. Oh, no. I was asleep at about 8:30, 8:45, and then my parents were here. They left today, and my dad woke me up, and I told him, I said, I want you to wake me up at midnight, but I meant midnight central time, Eastern time, because I wanted to see the ball drop. So he woke me up at 11:45 yeah. central time, and I missed the ball drop, so I was mad because I wanted to see the ball drop yeah. for New Year's Rockin' Eve. You know, we all grew up watching Dick Clark celebrate and bring in the new year, and I know Ryan Seacrest is not Dick Clark, but it's the closest thing we got.
Well, and Ryan Seacrest is Dick Clark kind of hand-picked successor, and I wondered this out loud, you know, is Dick Clark in the afterlife still getting royalties and all of this? Is he somehow still getting paid?
Dick Clark was the first person to have multiple streams of income. Everybody's doing it now, but Dick Clark yeah. was doing it before anybody else was doing it.
Well, and he was a big deal on camera. Of course, some folks would remember American Bandstand, but He was a huge behind-the-scenes guy, particularly in television. I mean, he was a big deal behind the scenes. And I always heard this story that he was super hard to get a meeting with. That if you got a meeting with Dick Clark, that was a big deal.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I just remember watching it as a kid and was just so bummed out sure. that I missed the ball drop this year. Now, speaking of cooking, look what I did, Steve. And I know this is not right. This is not right. And I hope that God forgives me. But, you know, my mother and father were here. They left this morning at about 5 o'clock this morning. And so when she was here, she was doing a lot of cooking, you know, that down home, old school Southern yeah. cooking, smothered pork chops, meatloaf, you know, no prepackaged, nothing. Everything is homemade. Everything is, you know, just meat and onions oh. cutting, chopping. And, you know, the whole house smells like a fried chicken plug in. I mean, it was just, I was excited to get home every day because I knew she had something, you know, no veggies right. out of the can, no frozen veggies. She's in there chopping broccoli and chopping up cabbage and carrots. I mean, everything was fresh, right? And so my kids, they eat some of that stuff, but not a lot. But my mother didn't know that, you know, because she didn't live here, so she didn't know really what they eat. So this is what I did. I would take half of the food she cooked and I put it in some Tupperware and I hide it outside in a deep freezer. And so that when she looked, in the fridge, she saw that the food was gone. So then she'd be like, oh, wow, the kids are really eating that broccoli casserole and that mixed veggies right. and the and meatloaf. Let me go ahead and make some smothered pork chops. So then she made the smothered pork chops. So I took half of those and froze them outside. And then she was like, oh, that's gone already? Well, let me make some stewed cabbage and some candied yams. And I'm going to go ahead and make some homemade cornbread muffins because I know the kids like cornbread. And so I took half of that and froze it and put it outside. So she been cooking all week. She think my kids eat all kind of veggies. They don't. I was taking the kids to Cane's. I didn't tell her. I was like, hey, y'all want to go to Cane's? And they were like, sure, let's go. And so I would take the kids to Raising Cane's so they'd be full. And then hide the food out in the freezer. So I have right now three home cooked meals. I have meatloaf, brown gravy. I have smothered pork chops.
Yeah.
And then I have chitlins and candied yams, and it's all out in the freezer. Just whenever I need it or want it, it's available. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And my kids had Cane's all week.
You stocked up.
I stocked up.
But I have a feeling if you would have told your mom, hey, I'm busy. I got four kids. I'm working, doing all of this sort of stuff. You know, could you help me out? I bet you stepped up and made it for you anyway.
Well, you know, I don't want to take no chance. Okay, I didn't want to. I wanted my meal, Steve. I did not want to take a chance.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, now you got to tell me who is going to win this game. I got. I'm stocked up. I got enough out there to feed two or three people. You think the Vikings gonna win?
Well, here's the thing, and you know they've had a very good year. The Lions have had a very good year. The Vikings have been very healthy and very fortunate injury-wise, not so much for the Lions. Challenges, you're on the road, you're in Detroit, hostile environment, all of that. The fans are going to be revved up. And this is a huge game because, number one, the winner gets home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs, and they don't need to play next week. So anybody who's banged up and might be able to return will get that extra rest, and that is huge. The loser of this game not only has to play next week, but they're going to be on the road again next week on top of it in the playoffs. And that's never easy. Playing the road in the NFL generally is a disadvantage, even though the Vikings have been a very good road team this year, surprisingly good on the road. And it's one of those where the Vikings have been able to find a way to win close games. They've found a way. Sam Darnold's come through. Justin Jefferson's come through. Someone's made a play on defense. So it's going to be close because Detroit has an outstanding offense. I don't think that Viking defense can completely stop them and slow them down. So I think it's going to be one of those games. Flip a coin. I know I've said that a lot this year. That'll go right down to the end. But that line, flip a coin, I think has been a good way to look at it. These teams are even. These teams are so close. Even the bad teams on any given Sunday can get the win. You've heard that many, many times. So, yeah, I think they can win. Will they? Don't know. That's what makes it fun. That's what makes the NFL great and makes it appointment television is – once again, any given Sunday, you don't know.
Okay, and I was at U.S. Bank Stadium when they played earlier this season. It was a close game. Vikings almost got them. Turned out it didn't work out. Is that being away from home going to impact them at all? Is it going to energize them? Are they good away? Lindsay was telling me that it's a dome stadium, so they don't have to deal with the elements.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Ford Field's indoors. They're hungry, these Lions fans. It's been a long, long time. Most of their fans can't remember the glory days. That goes back to the 1950s when the Lions were perennial powers in the old NFL before the AFL-NFL merger in the 60s. Mm-hmm. It's been a long, long drought. Now, they've had some great players like Barry Sanders, one of the great running backs in the history mm-hmm. of the league, played in Detroit, but it's been very lean. They're hungry. They're revved up. They love their coach. The players play hard. But the challenge for them is they're very beat up, particularly on the defensive side. The Vikings should be able to take advantage of that in this game. But the over-under, in my mind, should be 70 in this game. I think we could see 70-plus points wow. in this game on Sunday night. It's going to be wild.
Okay, now what is going on with the Timberwolves? You know, folks are saying that, you know, Anthony Edwards is not playing, you know, as good as he has played in years past. Could it just be that we're missing Cat? You know, folks act like Cat was just a sleeper, like he, you know, wasn't a great player. He's making big moves in New York.
Yeah, Cat was a very good player at making max money. It is a big change. And it's been a while, and I said this, and I think Anthony Edwards is now the man. And it takes time for a young player to understand what that entails. When you're the guy, he kind of shared that role last year with Cat, and Rudy Gobert mm-hmm. is still there, of course. But Cat has moved on, and now they have built the team around Anthony Edwards. And they have new players trying to figure out their role. They're hanging in there. They play an improved Detroit team tonight in Detroit at 6 o'clock. And we'll get into this in more detail with Chris Hine, who covers the team for the Star Tribune. It's hard to figure out, but I think it's a combo platter of new guys coming in, Cat exiting and going to play for the Knicks, and Anthony Edwards still trying to figure it out as a young guy now that he is the cornerstone. He's the main man in Minnesota. And mm-hmm. I think that takes time.
All right. How much time, Steve? We ain't got much. We're trying to get us a championship.
Well, we're not to the halfway point. I still think it's a little early to panic. They're a game over 500. But they need to start making their move. And I've heard this over and over from a number of people that cover the NBA day in, day out, and say it's about time that they make their move and start to play more consistently, or we're going to get into the mold where they are what they are.
Well, he is here. Steve Thompson is coming up next. Thank you all again for being here on the Shaletta Show. Have a great weekend.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.